From the world of the internet, welcome back to 1 Million Bytes. I'm your host, Rich Infante. Today, we're going to talk about software supply chain attacks, specifically an incident that happened recently for a popular GitHub action called TJ Actions Changed Files. This happened about 10 days ago as of the recording of this podcast. First, some background. For the unaware, GitHub Actions is a continuous integration service built into GitHub. It allows you to use other users' code to perform actions within your repository, such as building software, performing testing, or other tasks like sending notifications. TJ Actions Changed Files, as the name suggests, is a popular action used for detecting changed files in a pull request. What happened here? A company called Step Security detected anomalous network activity in their hardened GitHub runner. When a new endpoint that they weren't expecting appeared in their logs, this triggered an investigation. As it turns out, a malicious actor had pushed a new version of TJ Actions Changed Files. This compromised action ran a script to dump out all of the secrets from the action process. As a result of this, secrets used in your GitHub workflow could have been stolen. I mentioned before that the threat actor pushed a new version of the action. But how did all the users get updated? Well, in GitHub Actions, the way releases are pushed is a user will tag a version of the software and say, "This is version 2.0. The problem is, these tags are mutable, which means you can change them after the fact. So even if it's version 2.0 today, you could push a small update tomorrow and all of the users would get an update, which is a nice property to have if you're trying to push updates. It's also a nice property to have if you're a malicious actor wishing to push code to thousands of people at once. During this compromise, they overwrote a bunch of the old versions of TJ Actions with this malicious script, and they immediately began stealing secrets from all of the users who used it and didn't pin the version using a commit hash, like I'll talk about in a minute. Elsewhere in software, this is kind of a solved problem. For example, in Node.js, we use package lock.json to ensure that versions are kept pinned to specific ones. CDNs use sub-resource integrity to ensure that the specific version that you intend to load is actually served. There's countless other examples of this, ranging from checksums to signatures, all with the intention of detecting if the file you download is not the file you were expecting. Like I mentioned a second ago, GitHub Actions does support a version of this. Instead of putting the version tag, you can tag the commit hash for the version you want to run instead. This is not the easiest thing to work with. It's kind of hard to tell what version you're running, since you just have a hexadecimal string to reference. So often you'll have to comment next to it which version it is, and that can get out of date. I think we can come up with a more elegant solution to this problem. What we could do is add a new settings panel to each repository. The first time an action is run, we could add its version hash or commit hash to the list. Next time we go and pull that same revision, instead of fetching the latest version from the author's repository, we use the cached version. We could then build a UI on top of that, allowing users to manually upgrade the actions that are running. For example, if there is an update available, there could be an interface for them to click update or even view the difference between what was originally installed and what was new in the open source repository for the action. That would allow for easy auditing of different changes as they come in. As it stands today, Dependabot already has the ability to propose updates to your workflows to upgrade actions. However, this alone does not solve the problem unless you specifically go and add commit hashes in place of all of the tags for the actions you use. If you don't, you're still just as vulnerable, and the tags that could be overwritten are still in your workflows, even if Dependabot is managing updates. If this Dependabot approach is the one that GitHub's going to stick with, I have a couple suggestions or ideas. First, I really would like an account level setting where I could lock down what types of actions can be run. For example, I'd probably want to lock it so you have to refer to a specific commit hash. Another idea to improve this might be to include a lock file of sorts within the workflow itself, where you can pin specific versions of each action to the specific commit hash you want to run. Dependabot could update this, just like it would for actions normally. However, there could also be the ability to enforce this within the file. So if someone introduces a new action and it's not pinned correctly, it would throw an error, which might be a nice property to have. I'll link to the blog post with an example of what I'm thinking here in the description of this episode. There could be a map of version tags to commit hashes, and essentially you can lock down which versions can run within that specific file. And I can understand the argument for not doing the interface thing just because of the fact that it won't be checked into source control. If GitHub sticks with the dependabot option instead of the version caching idea I had, I have another idea which might help across organizations and help them secure their repositories. I would really like the ability to turn off tagging altogether for GitHub Actions and only allow people to refer things based on the commit hash. That way, with that toggle, I can restrict this from ever happening in my repositories. What also might be nice is the ability to restrict which types of actions or action authors are allowed for an entire organization. So that way, it's very easy to reason about what's running in your account. I think either of these approaches would go a long way to securing the GitHub Actions platform against attacks like this in the future. For scenarios like this, I think it's important to give organizations and users as many options as you can to control what runs in their accounts. Since open source software helps form the backbone of most of today's technologies, we owe it to the world to solve this problem as best we can. With respect to this specific compromise, it's probably not the last time we'll see an action compromised with the goal of stealing secrets. Unless something changes with how GitHub approaches action versioning, this is going to keep happening. Before I close this episode out, I wanted to provide a little more information about the compromise. InStep Security's write-up, which I'll link to in this episode description, they mention that the personal access token linked to the TJ Actions bot, which was used by the maintainer who worked on the repository, was compromised. They do not know how this compromise happened. In the past, we've seen malicious software running on developer machines exfiltrate secrets they've stored locally. It's possible it could have happened here, we don't know. Based on the script recovered during the analysis, it looks like the compromised action code didn't actually send the secrets anywhere, but it did print them out, which for most open source projects is essentially the same thing. In the write-up, Step Security also mentions that this incident may be tied to another, although there's no conclusive evidence to link the two. I'll link that write-up in the description. It's actually a pretty interesting read. That's all for today. As always, I'm Rich, and this has been another quick bite from 1 Million Bytes. Stay tuned for the next episode.